Let's move on to item 13, which is to consider and take possible action to amend the testing for continued benefit after retirement policy. Gail, the floor is yours.
And I'm going to turn it over to Christina Dunn, our deputy CEO.
There she is.
Hi. So I should have Tim Hoppe joining me too, because I also caught COVID. So my voice may give out, and he will back me up if it does. But this is a policy update for the testing for continued benefit after retirement. This applies to members that are granted a disability retirement who are under the age of 55. And this allows SACERA to check in with those members every 2 years and ensure that they are still disabled and should continue to receive that benefit. This is a policy that was adopted in 1997 by the board, later amended in 2002. So it needed some updating as far as the formatting. SACERA has a new or different way of formatting their policies. So this has been updated with that formatting, as well as adding some of the government code language into the policy itself. It was also pointed out to us that some of that government code has pronouns that are related to he and she. So we will provide an update to those with they and them in the policy to reflect those changes in more general pronouns. And then we also clarified the procedure. When this has come up in the past, sometimes the member's able to provide their medical information directly to us instead of us sending them to a medical provider. So that is reflected here, as well as what their appeal process is if they were found to no longer be disabled. And I will take any questions that you may have on the policy.
Any questions for Christina or Tim on the policy? Jerry Holcomb.
Not so much a question, but I just wanted to take responsibility for having brought up this pronoun discussion. My only thought was to try and be a little bit more consistent, get ahead of it a little bit in an effort to try and deal with what's going on. I sympathize with the staff. They got references to he slash she, she and he. And although my English teacher is probably rolling over in her grave, it seems to me if you use there and them and whatnot, you get around a lot of that stuff. So I just pose that for their consideration.
All right, Louis, you had your hand up.
Just a quick question. What if we find out or get information that somebody's working in a position, are we still able to bring him in and test them, even if the department does not want him back in the county?
Our process is first to check and see if the county is able to take them back, because if they're not able to go back to their job because their employer isn't able to take them back, then we don't go through the testing process on a medical basis.
I understand that, but what if he's doing the same job in someplace else and he's disabled from the county for doing the same job? That's my big question. I didn't see anything that says, okay, if you're doing that same job, you shouldn't be getting a disability retirement because you ain't disabled no more.
Based upon the policy, we'd go through the process of having an examination performed to determine if they still meet the standard of being permanently disabled. And it could be a difference of a role. Say you have, in a position that was very physical. And even though they could be, say, for example, still a safety member, but it's a administrative role, it would be based upon the essential job requirements of the new position, but we'd still send them in to have an exam done to see if they're fit for duty. And as Christina mentioned, we'd also want to verify the employer would take them back. But I think that would be secondary to the exam and them working.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Rusty.
Again, on number three, the wording willing to reinstate. And you had said earlier, Christina, the word able. I mean, those to me are two different meanings. employer may be willing but not able to reinstate the employee. Was the word willing chosen by us? Or, I mean, I notice in the code it says if the employer offers. Seems like there's some discretion there, but I'm just wondering if we should put in there with the word willing, able and willing. Or is willing even a matter? If the employer is able to reinstate, then is the employer even obligated? I don't know, but just a thought for that sentence.
And the willing was in the original policy, so I think that was something that Cicera put in there. Okay. I think we can probably add a willing and able to that.
Right. And again, even if the employer is able to, does the employer have that? I would hope so, but discretion to say, well, I'm able to hire this person back on, but I don't want that person back in the office, whatever reason. Then it's to the benefit of the person to continue with the disabilities, right? The disability benefit, rather, as long as the employer is denying them the opportunity to come back, even with the available position. Is that how it works?
As far as I know, and Tim, you could help me with this. As far as I know, we haven't had an employer say that they're able to, but not willing to.
Okay.
So they have said they're willing in the past, but we haven't come across that as far as I know.
Yeah, I agree. That is,
well, and
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, well, let's look at it the other way. Say I'm willing to do that, but I'm not able to. Is that good enough for you then to say, okay, you got an employee that's willing to do this, therefore, you're no longer qualified for these disability benefits. Just by me saying I'm willing to do this, even though I'm not able to hire you back on, I can discontinue your benefits as a result. Is that a true statement?
Well, there's also the second part. The first step is the employer having a position for, and it's the same position that they departed from, having that position to take them back.
Exactly.
So if we come back and say, yeah, we will rehire or take this person back, Right. Then we have to go and have the examination done to see if they're fit for duty. If it still comes back that they are disabled and cannot perform the essential job function, and it would be based upon, say, the injury or the ailment that their disability was granted upon.
But it's a two-part test as far as a job. It has to be available and the employer has to be willing to offer that.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions for Christina or Tim? Not seeing any other hands up. What's the pleasure of the board on the amendment of the policy?
Move to accept.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to amend the testing for continued benefit after alternative members retirement policy. Any further discussion on that item? Seeing none, let's vote. Let me ask, do we have any public comment on this item that's in the queue that we know?
No.
Great, thank you. All right, so let's proceed to the vote on item 13, Anderson.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
Wong.
I'm sorry, was that me or Wong?
Wong, Samson. Sorry. I don't know if Samson can hear me, apparently.
There you go.
And Slung.
Aye.
Great. All right. That motion carries 9-0 to amend the policy. Thank you.